A review has found no fault with the Massachusetts state court system's handling of several criminal cases involving the man who allegedly shot and killed a police officer in Auburn last month. The report by Paul Dawley, Chief Justice of the state's district court, found that decisions by judges in the criminal cases of Jorge Zambrano were all made in accordance with the law. The report, issued Monday, also found no fault with the state's probation department. The report, however, called for a reevaluation of how cases involving high-risk offenders are handled. Police say Zambrano shot and killed Auburn police officer Ronald Tarantino during a May 22nd traffic stop in the central Massachusetts town. Zambrano was shot and killed by police later in the day after a massive manhunt. When news reports revealed Zambrano's lengthy criminal history, some questioned why he was not in jail. Hampden County District Attorney Anthony Galluni said Zambrano's history with the courts raised a number of issues.
I think this is an opportunity for us, the outgrowth of a tragedy, no question, to review and evaluate the current procedures in the criminal justice system.
Released in 2013 from state prison after serving 7 years for cocaine trafficking, the 35-year-old Zambrano had six subsequent arrests, including one for assaulting a Worcester police officer in January. He was back in front of a judge in February for a domestic assault and, over the objection of the prosecutor from the Worcester District Attorney's Office, freed on $500 bail. Galluni and Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno have called on the state legislature to pass a bail reform law. They propose allowing prosecutors to appeal bail decisions. Current law allows defendants to appeal in an effort to lower the bail set by a district court judge, but prosecutors cannot appeal bail decisions to a higher court.
I understand through my work over the years and presently as district attorney that judges come to work with the best intentions every day. They're hardworking, well-meaning, intelligent people, but no one's infallible. And we want to have the opportunity in situations in which we feel public safety is in jeopardy or is at risk or is in the discussion to have a second set of eyes look at a matter where bail is at stake.
Sarno said the accounts of Zambrano's criminal history, including several violent confrontations with police, were chilling.
Now is the time. Now is the time to seriously look at passing this legislation.
The proposed legislation was filed in the House last October by Democratic State Representatives Angelo Pupolo of Springfield and Michael Finn of West Springfield.
We worked very hard with District Attorney Galluni and all involved in the legislature to craft legislation that would not take away any defendant's rights whatsoever. We are looking just to have an even playing field.
Springfield Police Deputy Chief William Cochran said the proposed bail reform law would support the work of police.
It's frustrating for the officers to make a good arrest because they're not thinking about bail. They're not thinking about anything. They're just thinking about grabbing that guy, putting him in handcuffs, and getting him off the street and protecting the community. And then when they find out that a couple days later, or a week later, or a month later, that same individual, they're chasing him again in a stolen car, or they're chasing him around the corner and they're dealing in gang activity again, it's so frustrating.
The bail reform bill is currently in the House Judiciary Committee waiting to be reported out. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.